Hello, hello, hello out there, my brothers and my sisters. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast of Let's Talk with a Good Doctor. I'm so excited about you all listening to my podcast and sharing this podcast with other brothers and sisters who would like to be empowered, who would like to be uplifted, and who would like to see a change in their life. Today, we're going to talk about move beyond self-defeat. I was studying and reading that they said that for more than a century, psychologists have performed thousands of experiments as they studied human behavior. And in the course of their research, my brothers and my sisters, I read that they have come to understand how deeply rooted psychological patterns, and responses and mechanisms can be rehabilitated. That they say that certain laws of behavior can change a universal or practical application to the many self-defeating lifestyles of human beings. And then they said some 50 years ago, the knowledge of this behavior science was first applied with the introduction of behavioral therapy, a radical new technique that is based on the premises that what you do influences how you think and how you feel about who you are. By changing or treating what appears to be the symptoms of the outward manifestation of a irrational self-defeating behavior, they say a therapist can literally change or cure the thoughts and feelings of that individual. Wow. A therapist can cure or change the thoughts for that individual. And they say until the emergence of behavior therapy, behavior possessed little importance on the therapeutic treatment. They say that all therapy was largely rooted in the work of Dr. Sigmund Freud. They say that his psychological analytic methodologically was based on the theory that people are basically helpless until they understand the conflicts residing in their subconscious and their childhood traumas that generated them. So as a result of this psychoanalytic oriented therapist assists that it is who you are in your subconscious that determines what you experience and choose to do in your conscience. Wow, that's deep right there. That's really deep. So in other words, our conscious, my brothers and my sisters, our conscious behavior is merely a reflection of our subconscious identity. So behavior therapy reverses this traditional stance. Simply put, while the psychoanalyst is most interested in pursuing the questions, why are you this way? The behavioral therapist is most concerned with how can you change now? And that's what I'm concerned with being a therapist. How can you change now? Not why are you this way, but how are we going to change now? Behavior therapy is an action-oriented approach centered on the here and the now. Let me repeat that. It's focused on the here and the now. And all of this is important in the context of our discussion here today because it specifically addresses the self-defeating mindset and our thought patterns and our emotions that translate into our behaviors that may be sabotaging our success. Yes, those behaviors that are sabotaging your success, my brothers and my sisters. So if you want to do the hard work this year of persevering in hard times, then here is what you must do. Let me help you. Here is what you must do. You must embrace the problem as it is. Yeah, you're going to have to look in that mirror and embrace the problem as it is in this present moment, not what happened 2 years ago, not what happened yesterday, but in the present moment. You can't laminate over it, justify it, or shift the blame. Woo! I said it. Yes, I said what I said. You can't keep shifting the blame. You gotta own your own stuff. You got to embrace it. You got to identify the specific behavior that must be adjusted to resolve your problem. What is that one thing, my sisters? What is that one thing you have the power to change that will result in the outcome you desire? Systematically change your behavior. Focus on what you can do. I'm going to say it again. Focus on what you can do, not what you can't. Magnify or enhance the future solution over this present difficulty day. Somebody has to hear me out there, because this is the key. Yes, the key is to be proactive, to be forward, not backward, not keep looking backward. Not backward thinking, to be decisive and willing to take it by the horns, to take immediate action. That's what behavioral therapy relies mainly, but not exclusively, on the methods derived from the psychological of learning and the conditioning, and focuses analysts on the observable behaviors rather than the unconscious process that drives or conflicts. If a desired change does not take place, the behavioral therapist has to reevaluate and revise their approach until they get the desired results are achieved. My brothers and my sisters, it's time for us to make the change. It's time for us to really work on our mental health this year. Cognitive behavioral therapy holds that a person can exchange bad habits for good ones by deliberately changing their thoughts. I've said it again and again. You are what you think. By changing your thoughts and your beliefs about what is possible. Yes, you must choose your thoughts, the thoughts that align with your desired behavior, while the resulting behavior simultaneously reinforces or corresponding a change in how you think and how you feel. Modern psychology lends truth to what Sarkis advised so long ago. Endeavor to be what you desire to appear, acting as if outwardly, my brothers and sisters, acting as if outwardly will align your inward thoughts and your feelings to the reality. See, when we change our behavior, we change how we think and how we feel. As you behave and think differently, my sisters and my brothers, you will begin to feel differently. You will begin to gain a more positive perception of what is possible based on your inherited worth. And at the same time, that very change can cause a feeling of anxiety and of uncertainty. This is what happens when we change the way we think. This, of course, will happen as we move out the old. Yeah, move out the old junk into the new. As we muster up the courage to look at our life honestly for a change. Look at it honestly. Stop looking at it half-heartedly. Because freedom comes when we act
when you act, my sisters, when you act, my brothers, by virtue of choice rather than by a mere habit. I know that if we have to really look at ourselves, if we really look at ourselves, and some of us really don't want to look at ourselves in the mirror, but it's time that we really look at ourselves. You can't be keep coming your greatest obstacle. You gotta get ready for the change. So my brothers and my sisters, until next time, don't let fear keep restricting you. Don't let fear keep pushing you. I want you to push yourself over fear until the finish line. Failure to confront your fears will only cause them to become more debilitating. I want you to step back and take a candid look at any fears and doubts this week that are keeping you from making a particular behavior change. Whether it's fear, whether it's rejection, whether it's failure, or even success, or even some other uncertainty result of your action. I want you to identify it this week. Confront it. Confront that fear for what it is. A fear of the unknown. Confront it. That is why it is so crucial for us in this year of 2022. For us to articulate our fears. And once we identify what we're afraid of, and once we give it a name, then it's no longer unknown. And so sometimes all it takes is for us to expose a certain fear to reveal how unfound it really is. Until next time, expose it, my sisters. Until next time, don't let fear keep you changed. Until next time, changing the fear of the unknown into the fear of something specific will give you the upper hand. Until next time, once you're able to name your fear, until next time, you will find it's not nearly so frightening. It's when you're afraid to even look at that fear. That's when you'll get the advantage over your life. I love you. Know that I'm standing in the gap for my brothers and my sisters that cannot stand for themselves. And know that this is the year for positive consequences of change. This is the year for liberating ourselves. This is the year for asking ourselves the hard questions.